You're listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. You don't have to go far to see the impact of bird flu. Anyone who's been to a grocery store recently has seen the soaring price of eggs, which are at a 45-year high. But the bird flu virus, H5N1, is showing up closer to our home now. Cases were discovered in a backyard flock in Montgomery County, Maryland, in January. Amy Maxman covers public health for our partner KFF Health News. She's been on the bird flu beat over the last year, and she's here to tell us what we need to know about the virus. Amy, welcome.
Great to be here, Esther.
All right, bird flu has been around for a while. Why are we talking about it now?
So yeah, the bird flu virus H5N1 has been around in birds for almost 30 years. But early last year, it started spreading between cows in Texas. Now, that really worried scientists because it meant the virus had evolved to live more easily in mammals like us. This outbreak on dairy farms is only happening in the U.S. And at the same time, the virus is killing millions of poultry.
KFF Health News spoke to a farmer in Montgomery County recently about her concerns over bird flu and her livestock. Stephanie Burke runs Tikuna Lum Farm in Gaithersburg. The farm has about 80 chickens, 24 ducks, 10 guinea fowl, 4 geese, 4 peacocks, and probably a partridge in a pear tree. Burke wants other local bird tenders to register their flocks with the state so they can get important updates and alerts about relevant health information, like local avian influenza outbreaks.
A lot of backyard chicken owners or people with smaller flocks, including mine, will say, oh, we don't want to be registered with the state or the county. And that's very foolish.
Amy, should listeners be worried if their neighbors keep birds, whether they're farmers or just backyard flocks?
You know, I wouldn't worry unless you're interacting with the birds. Most of the 70 people that have been affected by the bird flu so far in the U.S. have gotten the virus directly from cows or poultry, and that's either on farms or in their backyard. That includes a person who was recently hospitalized with the bird flu in Wyoming. But for people who aren't handling chickens or cows, it's a slightly more distant concern.
Okay, I've also heard that it's been found in house cats and in mice and even in dolphins?
Yeah, there's lots of mammals have so far been infected in the last couple of years, dozens of cats. The virus often kills cats. But it's important to note that it doesn't seem to be spreading between these animals or jumping from these animals into people. Now, that's different from what we're seeing in cows, where it's spreading between cows and occasionally jumping from cows into farm workers.
Important information for pet owners to know there. How widespread is this bird flu outbreak?
So it's now been detected in nearly 1,000 herds across 17 states. Millions of chickens have died because of this outbreak, and fewer chickens means fewer eggs, and that's why your local grocery store might be out of eggs or selling what they have at a high price. This has all been really expensive. The government's now put more than $2 billion into tamping down the bird flu on dairy and poultry farms since 2022.
Why is this something that worries public health experts?
Public health experts are worried because the bird flu has the potential to cause a pandemic as bad as COVID, if not worse. We know the bird flu can kill people, and it has in the past. Right now, the saving grace is really that it's not spreading between people easily. But experts worry that could change. Viruses constantly evolve by mutating within the bodies that they infect. So each time an animal or a person gets the bird flu, it's a roll of the dice. And if it evolved to spread through the air, we'd see a ton of human cases. Remember, COVID killed just about 1% of the people it infected, but it wreaked havoc because of how easily it spread.
That was public health reporter Amy Maxman with our partner KFF Health News. Amy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.